Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing this back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us. I encourage you to go there. Go check his website out, folks. You'll thank me later. I promise you. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thank you for all the great years of abiding support you've given to us. And folks, Steve is one of the hardest working SCORE volunteers on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And so, Steve, I want to congratulate you up there in northern, in the sticks of New York State, up in, as they say in Manhattan, up there in the Buffalo area. They're so fortunate to have you helping them up there. I want to congratulate you on that work.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I just absolutely love working with the small businesses, literally in the area, but across the country as well.
I know you're doing a lot of. Is there a location online where people can see your work?
Well, you can go to score.org, score.org, and my profile's up there along about 10,000 others.
But
volunteers providing free confidential business counseling.
Go find what he's doing there, folks. And you know, I've been supporting SCORE here on the show for since the beginning. Steve, we're talking about bad profit decisions, and I see on your list here something that reminded me of the wise man who said. I think it was Solomon who said, pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction.
Oh, that's one of the biggest ones, Jim. the hubris is the extreme of pride. Pride can be a motivator and move us forward. You got to be proud of what you do, but hubris is that excess that makes terrible, terrible decisions. I've seen it in literally executive boardrooms for billion-dollar corporations and C-suites all over the world and even in the small businesses where people let their egos make those decisions.
Right. Well,
I've literally seen companies lost because of the ego of the prime leaders.
Mm-hmm. Ego is perfection, and pride in what you do seeks excellence, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And hubris is all about me.
Yeah.
And when you're making decisions based on yourself at the expense of the greater good, then I will guarantee that you will be losing profitability.
Is one of the best ways to not get yourself into this state is to continually work with a team, have more than one voice in a project so you don't. Because, you know, when I work on something, I'll be honest with you, Steve, when I work on something all by myself and I produce it, it's pretty darn good. I mean, I'm pretty excited about me.
Well, you should be. That's
you know, I love me, Steve.
Well, you should. You should have pride in what you do and have confidence. But the recognition is that you have to balance that with understanding that there are other views and there's other information and other inputs that would make it even a better product. So you have to have enough ego strength to accept the input from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have a team, you have to be willing to listen to them. And if you can do that, you're a far better manager than the one who has to stand back and crack the whip.
Well, as a CEO, you have to have the strength of spirit and the ego, if you want to, and the pride, to make the big decisions about the direction of the company. But how to get there, how you fulfill that, that should be the teamwork, shouldn't it? And you should say to yourself, what's more important to me, for me to have my ego stroked or to be successful and profitable and live in the south of France, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you want your team to be the winners here. You have to have enough strength to set yourself back and not be the hero, but to enable the rest of your team to be the heroes. And well, if you can do that, you have the opportunity to build a great organization and make far better decisions and improve your profitability. No question.
Especially when you're working with a team, you own the company. You're gonna get the lion's share of the financial benefit. It's your company. You took all the risks. But when you got these employees, you want them to help you. You want them to be engaged. And the best way to do that, as Steve said, is to make sure that they participate and get the credit.
Absolutely.
Hey, Steve, give us the website one more time, please.
Profitpro.us.
So check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. Hey, Steve, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you. Thank you for what you do for our small business community.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks around here and a great American. We'll get him back again real soon. Can't do without Steve Martin. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.